Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. You're listening to Laguna's only FM station. And one of my favorite parts of my job is that I get to interview up-and-coming artists and bands. Right now, we have a very talented singer-songwriter. She's a Colombian native, and now she's a SoCal transplant. I've actually seen her live before up in L.A. at the Hotel Cafe. Her name is Andrea Silva, but she goes by the moniker Loyal Lobos, and she just dropped her debut single. It's called The Fall. We're going to hear it live in studio right now, then we're going to chat with her about what's next. But here we go. Let's get right into it. This is Loyal Lobos live on Human Crafted Radio.
And now we landed hard, even though we like the fall, and we don't know where we wanna go. You say your brain is narrow, scrambled eggs, and I don't know how to put it back together at all. like a store tonight, and I don't know what's it gonna be.
Loyal Lobos live at our Pearl Street studio. She also goes by the name Andrea Silva. How are you, Andrea?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really, really happy to have you in here this afternoon. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, thanks.
So I saw you at Hotel Cafe a few months ago. You played that song. I remember it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's The Fall. It's your debut single.
Yes.
And you can get that wherever you like to buy your music these days. Apple, Spotify.
Yes.
We just heard a stripped down acoustic version. What does the recorded song sound like? What other instruments can we expect? Or is it also just you and your guitar?
No, the EP is a much more rock indie kind of vibe. Yeah, it's definitely a bunch of layered electric guitars, real drums, bass, some acoustic at the beginning, so it's a cool kind of combination, and a little bit of like mellotron sounds, like analog synthesizer sounds.
Great. Well, we'll have to actually play that perhaps at the end of our session.
Nice.
People could just hear the studio recording. Yes, I love that song. I saw you at Hotel Cafe for a Monday singer-songwriter showcase, and you blew me away back then. You had a cold and your voice was super raspy, but like in the best possible way.
Thanks.
And you still retain some of that when you're not sick, so.
Always. I'm a smoker too, so.
Oh man, well, I feel you. I'm almost, what, like 11 months. Yeah, 11 months nicotine free.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's working out for me.
I quit a few times.
I smoked enough to keep the rasp like forever. So my voice will always have the little bit of dirt in it now.
That's great. How old are you?
27.
Oh, you're good. I think it's something about you have to quit before 33 or something.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, once you hit 33, you think you're going to want to quit, then it just gets harder and harder and harder. In fact, let's start talking about your health. This
My
is
health.
The new topic.
Cool.
I'm just kidding. So you're from Colombia, Bogota.
Yes.
And you came here about 4 years ago. What inspired you to move out to the U.S.?
It was many things. I feel like when you're 18, you're kind of trying to figure out what to do. I was always kind of doing music, but I was going to do law because I'm also very into not politics as much, but like human rights and stuff. And then I decided to do music. I also wanted to move out of my country. I love my country, but it wasn't where I wanted to develop myself. And I applied to different schools, and I went to the first one that responded, which was here in LA. And yeah, I studied music here so I could stay, and started my project. My first project was kind of synth pop stuff. That was like three years ago. And then I fell in love with like folk music and the narratives that remain in music like that, you know. And also when I was doing synth pop stuff, writing to tracks, I was like trying to play the songs by myself and it like wouldn't sound like a song. So then I decided, you know, if you can't play it by yourself, like I just did or something, and it doesn't sound like a song, then it's not, you know, it's just sounds.
Oh, unless you're gonna unless you're gonna bring that all up on stage with you, it's difficult.
Which some people like do now.
Yeah,
I don't connect that much. I try, Like, I saw this, like, show at the Hi-Hat a little ago, and it's like, I don't know, I think it was, like, a music school something beats thing, and it was, like, people with their laptops only and, like, freestyling, which
yeah,
some of
and
them
it's cool, and you can do some really amazing stuff. Like, I just had a girl, an artist, Georgie K, come mm-hmm. up here, and she was, like, playing, like, keys and, like, had a drum pad, and she was, like, had her laptop up, and she was using samples, like, that she created from her own exactly. voice. So it you can get super creative. It's just a different thing, you know?
Yeah, I think the tools are just
it's just
there for
different
you to,
tools,
like,
yeah.
achieve more things, but sometimes people fall into, like, just going for the generic easy stuff, which is, like, with everything, you know? But, yeah, I love electronic music as well. It's, like, so intense, and it communicates in a much deeper level. But there's, I don't know, still some beauty to me in, like, real instruments and, like, human-sounding stuff.
Well, so, when did you pick up the guitar?
I played when I was little, but, you know, it was kind of, like, very shitty, you know, kind of, like songs that I would have to play, yeah. like, back home stuff. But then I stopped playing guitar when I was 16. I was, like, being a teenager rebel and didn't do music for a little. And then I picked it back up 2 years ago to write songs.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah, the first thing I noticed about your songwriting... Well, the first thing I noticed about you was your voice and then your songwriting, because when I saw you at the Hotel Cafe, I don't even know what the first song you opened with, but it was super, just experimental and dark and just off, and it's... You're not... playing by any rules, like, no, you have no bounds, you know, of theory or whatever, or maybe you do and you're just genius about it, but most people, you know, stick to, you know, a lot of these generic progressions and chords. But I really admired you getting, you know, out of the box with your chord changes and your harmony, and your melodies were just, you know, interesting and didn't go where you expected. So what are some of your influences? Are there people you look up to that have pointed you in that direction? Or is it just kind of like what you're naturally gravitating towards when you write right now?
Well, it's weird because I grew up not listening to American rock and roll music or anything. My mom wouldn't even let us listen to music in the car. She's like not a music lover at all. And then my dad is a music lover, but more in like jazz stuff. So I was hearing a lot of jazz music, which I was fascinated by, you know, and I loved it. And then I got into Brazilian music, which is so beautiful. And that was like, you know, 17 and on. And then I was also listening to like South American rock or like folk equivalent music, like Soda Stereo, which is like a rock band, iconic. And, you know, Mercedes Sosa, which is another iconic character.
Love her.
Yeah, I love her so much. I was learning her songs when I was 12. And yeah, so I was with that. So there is a lot of like melodramatic elements to my music because it's inevitable when you're South American, mm-hmm. you know. But then, I don't know, I'm a very emotional person, but the tone of my stuff and how I act as a person is kind of a little bit humoristic and dark, so it's kind of like, which is what I fell in love with, like rock and folk mm-hmm. music. And it's like people like Elliott Smith or stuff like that you listen and it's not like deliberately saying up front like I'm miserable and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like so metaphorical and it's like so cool.
It's very poetic and yeah. Do you, what about Jeff Buckley?
I love Jeff Buckley.
I definitely heard some Jeff Buckley like influence in your songwriting or just the way you were approaching guitar even.
Thank you.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Andrea Silva. She goes by the stage name Loyal Lobos. That's her artist name, Loyal Lobos. She just dropped her debut single, The Fall. We heard it live in studio, but you can get the recording on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you like to grab your music. And I understand you have another single you're gearing up to release called Dirt.
Yes.
Do you want to play that for us live as well?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Did you get a chance to retune?
I think we'll be fine.
Cool. All right. This is Loyal Lobos live on Human Crafted Radio with her single Dirt.
Oh. we move fast and long, never steady. Always side by side, but holding guns. Will there be a last, just warm and stunning? Cause darling, in the end, I wanna love. Even if it's awfully far to
Loyal Lobos, also known as Andrea Silva, live on Human Crafted Radio. You're listening to KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. That is her forthcoming single called Dirt. We heard The Fall, which is out now. You can get that online, wherever you like to grab your music. Just beautiful songwriting, thanks. Storytelling, and your voice is just super unique.
Wow, thank
which
you.
Which is always nice.
Yeah, always nice.
Yeah. You're from Colombia. You are based out of L.A. now.
Yes.
And your next show right now is not this month, but we can catch you at The Study in Hollywood next month on October 24th. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm taking this month off for shows, organizing the band, also working on new material for the album, so learning all that stuff. So, yeah.
That's yeah, the so these, one. Yeah, the two songs, The Fall, then you're going to follow up with releasing Dirt, and then these are all going to be part of an EP that should be due out at some point in the near future, yeah?
Yeah, the EP is going to be out before the end of the year, or latest beginning of January. It's 5 songs, so yeah, the second single is out in the next month or so, and yeah, after that, it'll follow.
Beautiful. So I wanted to ask you, you're from Colombia. It's a completely different culture. Did you experience any culture shock? What's it like coming from a more traditional machismo, you know, place?
Well, the first funny thing about moving here is that I had to go to Hollywood for my school stuff. So that was like a big shock. It's very crazy there. Mostly what I like about California, because I had been in different cities in the U.S., before moving here, I had never been to LA actually, but it is very accepting. It's kind of encouraging, you know, to get weirder or, you know, kind
be
of
yourself.
Even becomes, yeah, like a hipster competition of who's more different, which is awesome, you know, because it's like, yeah, pushing people to just be themselves. There's space for everybody to grow here, and artistically, you know. It's a little bit also overwhelming because it's like oversaturated with art, you know, and there's nothing better than that. But at the same time, you know,
yeah, it pushes you, but it also it does make it hard to break through the noise.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
well,
it's
luckily great. Made it onto our program, so you'll probably be famous by tomorrow.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah,
but you know, hey, we've had a lot of artists come through here who go on to do amazing things, and I expect that. Expect nothing less of you.
Oh, thanks.
I'm really looking forward to your full EP, and Dirt is just awesome. I can't wait to hear the studio version. I'd like to play The Fall, but I have to. Is it explicit? Are there any curse words in The Fall?
No, I don't. Not that I remember. Honestly.
Not that you remember.
No.
Okay, we're gonna do it. Okay. We're gonna do it. So can you let our listeners know where they can find you online, your social medias, and whatnot?
Yeah. On Instagram, I'm loyal.lobos. It's loyal, as it is a word, and then lobos is L-O-B-O-S. It's like wolf in Spanish.
Yes, my junior high was the Los Alisos Lobos.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a cool name. And yeah, Twitter, I think it's loyal_lobos. Facebook, loyal lobos. And yeah, the song is on Spotify, SoundCloud.
What does
Apple
that
Music.
Name Loyal Lobos mean to you?
It was like a long thing. Like I didn't want to keep my name because I don't want to like be singer songwriter only kind of thing, and sometimes that's kind of where it follows towards. So I wanted to get an artist name, and I'm fascinated by like witchcraft stuff, like the witch trials and Salem, yeah, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And I wanted to be like either Madre Shipman, which is the Spanish name for Mother Shipman, which was the first witch to be killed, you know, on trial, because it's like so much empowerment with women behind that. Like the whole thing happened because of a bat, a fungus that grew on the
ground.
No,
I'm just
the thing that you put on bread, I forget what the word in English is.
Fungus that grew on wheat? Yeast?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, and that's made people high, and then they would think that they had been put on a spell on. And then, but then women started like kind of gathering and supporting each other for that. So they would do like circles around the fire, you know, of empowerment, and they would have like masturbation
witches.
Circles and stuff. Yeah, witches. But it was women that were like, you know, pointed that they were witches, which they weren't, you know? And it was just like, but then I didn't want to have a name that like would be appear with different stories and like kind of take over history like mm-hmm. that. And then I was also fascinated by, I don't know the name in English, but it's Romulo and Remulo, which were like two very iconic wolves from Italy. Two iconic kids, sorry. Raised by a she-wolf that were like, and then there's this whole thing behind it of like the seduction of women being like seen as evil and malicious, and you know how she raised those two characters. But there's like all these stories that I read after of like these books called Women Running with the Wolves, and how like the word loba means also like prostitute, or you know, it has like double meanings when it's also like a motherly figure. So how that's punished. So I like that word. And then my friend Kenny Becker, who has this punk band called Goon, it's an LA band, it's awesome. And one day he was like, dude, I have these two words in my head that I think sound awesome for like a band name, Loyal Lobos. And I was like, oh, that's it. And I found
thanks
it.
Kenny, let's shout out to Kenny.
Exactly.
Well, you definitely, there's a lot of meaning behind that. So that's good. At least you didn't just pick it at random. So Loyal Lobos, if you're just tuning in, that's the name Andrea Silva goes by. You can find her music and all of her social medias at Loyal Lobos. And we heard her perform a couple brand new songs live in studio. I'm going to play her debut single, the recorded version. It's called The Fall. And you can catch her up in Hollywood at The Study on October 24th. We hope to have you back down here, and please keep us you know, in the loop when you release new music, and
yeah,
we hope to have you back.
I would love to. It's so pretty here. I've never been.
Yeah, you have the. You should hang out down here for
the
rest of the day.
I'm gonna go to the beach after.
Awesome. Yes, yeah. Just walk straight down. We're at a good spot right here.
Yeah, you are. I will.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
All right, this is The Fall, debut single by Colombian native and LA-based singer-songwriter Andrea Silva. She goes by the name Loyal Lobos. You're listening to Human Crafted Radio on KX 93.5.